When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to RHAP. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and I am here today, tonight, to talk about the premiere of Big Brother Canada 12. And I think we have a premiere to talk about that in some ways may be disappointed, as most Big Brother premieres often do, but in other ways did not disappoint, which is pretty surprising for Big Brother Canada these days. So we're going to talk through it all. And with me to talk through it all, a man that is for some reason here and not there. It's Kevin Jacobs. How are you doing, Kevin?
Personally, I can't complain with either of these choices. I am so fired up. I'm so thrilled. And I think the joy of seeing Anthony and Spicy V in there is just representative of how excited we're going to be about some of these other people in 3 months.
Yes. Well, also joining us tonight is Melissa. How are you doing, Melissa?
I'm doing great. I was so excited to see Anthony come out. I mean, obviously excited to see Spicy V as well. She's going to be very entertaining. But for me, Anthony is the strategy, and I'm just so excited to see him work. I feel like the episode was too short. We didn't get enough. But yeah, excited to talk about it for sure.
Yes. And finally with us is Sasha. How are you doing, Sasha?
So excited. This is exactly what I signed up for. Let's get into it.
Let's get into it. Well, here at RHAP, we do have a Patreon. And if you join the Patreon, you can join watch parties of Big Brother Canada. If you get in on the, I think what is currently, there's a current deal happening called the Jelinski tier, Jelinski offer, perhaps. Where for $7 instead of, I think, the usual $10, you can get in on that level. But beware, the offer quits in a week. So you have to make sure you're in there quick before those several days that it's up for a run out. So check out the Patreon for RHAP. But we are here tonight to talk through this Big Brother Canada premiere. And I don't know how this, it always happens. It always gets me every single time. I'm like, I usually don't like premieres, but maybe it'll be good this year. Maybe I'll be into it. And then the first half hour is stuff I've already watched. And I'm like, oh, right. I shouldn't have watched that stuff. I should have just left it. I should have saved it for the premiere because I'm just rewatching something I literally watched yesterday for the draft.
I will say that they did change them a little bit. There was like a little bit of extra info we got.
Just like a spot the difference, Tom?
Basically it was because it was mostly the same. There were just like little bits that here and there that you got, but I mean, not enough to really like change my opinion on anyone, but more just at least it was a little bit different. And I think in previous years, or maybe it's Big Brother US, I don't know which one is like this, but it's like the exact same video just played again. So this year, at least it wasn't that, but yeah, it is extremely dull to just watch the house guest intros again. And I don't want them to now get rid of the bio videos prior to the season starting, because I do appreciate that, especially for the draft. But yeah, it does make premieres a lot slower.
What about the nice little opening, the little opening where they're all in the house doing their thing? It was like, it was like I don't watch Below Deck, but it's what I imagine Below Deck is like when you're meeting the cast and you see like Bailey doing like a little twist. Like, I thought that was cool.
Oh my God. Listen, Below Deck cast intros are, they're going on a yacht. All right. It would be different than Hollywood. Is that what
Hollywood North?
Hollywood North. That was like, because North Hollywood exists. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I keep getting confused by that because I'm like, oh yeah, North Hollywood. But then I'm like, wait, no, it's like Hollywood, but it's in the North. Okay, I guess.
It's because a lot of television and film productions, like US-based ones, come to Toronto to film. Although a lot have gone to Vancouver recently, but Canada as a whole, more so Toronto.
Yeah, Bollywood goes to Canada a lot. Huh? And they love to say that it's in America, but it's all Canada.
I feel like Vancouver is like so many different countries. I do think the addition of the A-lister, all-star, superstar, I don't know exactly what they want to consistently call them, but bringing in Anthony and Spicy V definitely helped, I think, the episode, especially because that was the only glimpse of like actual gameplay or like strategy apart from like a group conversation where they're like, let's get out the vets,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, I'm sure will go really well for anyone that said that. I think the thing that helped too was that I like right before the premiere, they're like all of a sudden the rumors were abound like, oh man, it's not Anthony. Guys, it's Marty or mm-hmm. else. And I was like, what? How do people know this? Apparently, it's because there's a Marty quote on the wall, Spicy V quote on the wall. So people were like, why would you have a Spicy V quote with Spicy V there and then a Marty quote with not Marty there? Right. Mm-hmm. And so Anthony showing up was a bit more of like, oh, yes, he's actually there.
I got nervous. I did. I got a little bit nervous. Like, I was positive it was going to be Spicy V. Well, last night I was positive it was going to be Spicy V and Anthony. But then today, like you said, I was seeing the rumors and I was like, okay, like Spicy V's in, but I have no idea who the second person's going to be. And then when he stepped out and it was Anthony, I was like, yes, I was so happy.
I guess I'm the opposite. In my mind, as soon as I saw the Spicy V quote, I was like, she can't be in here.
That's what I thought.
On the wall. Yeah. Yeah. So I was like, oh, that's the one I really wanted. And I loved her because I love mess. So I was like, no, screw this. They set Avery up. They were like, that's my favorite player, blah, blah, blah. Oh, they screwed us. And then she came in with her beautiful dress and I was punching the wall. All right. I loved it. Punching the air, not the wall.
Yes. And as Will points out in the chat, they also like got us because they showed two people, like the silhouettes of two people mm-hmm. that were absolutely not Anthony and Spicy. Mm-hmm. In no world
That was me. I was standing in the dark.
I would have liked to see you in the house, Kevin. So I would have been fine with that.
I left an hour ago. I was in there. I thought I was going in. I'm lying. Please don't worry about
it. Imagine Kevin being anybody's alternate.
Yeah. They're like, if Anthony says no.
Kevin, like 4 years from now, somebody's going to be like, there's going to be a Reddit post that's like, did you know? Kevin was an alternate on Big Brother Canada.
Let's start that rumor.
I was Elijah's alternate. It wasn't for Anthony. It was
just
Elijah's
a random cast member.
Yeah.
Wanted to ask about that, Kevin. What did you think about like some of the videos that we saw that were like, I'm going to lie and manipulate? Like, I don't know if you watched our draft last night, but we mentioned specifically that like we were totally wrong in our assessment of you and your video. And like, What do you think about all those people who are saying that type of thing? Are you thinking like they're going to play like you, or are you thinking they're going to burn out?
I think for the most part, they're going to burn out, because if you go in, and I think most people are genuine when they say that, but I think if you go in and you're saying, I'm going to lie and manipulate, but you're not planning on doing it in a meaningful way, it's a problem. Because if you're just going into the house and you're lying for no reason, there's a reason. Like, you use strategy to do it. But if you're just going in and saying, hey, I'm going to do X, Y, Z, like, there's no point. But the fact that there are so many people saying that has me really excited that there will be a lot of mess.
Yeah, it does seem like that. And did production, like, we've probably already been over this, but did production, like, coach you to be more like that or say more things like that? Or were you like, I'm just Ken. Okay.
Oh my God. And you are Kenoff already.
That is so true.
All right. Well, unfortunately, it doesn't feel like we really got to know anybody any more so than we did last night when we did the draft. But was there anybody that that stood out to anybody here on the panel of like maybe in the competition or just like in their interactions?
I would say I was a little bit taken aback by Avery, because I feel like she was really out there, really loud. Like, and she was initially like, we're getting those people out. We're getting them. Like, if anyone comes in, we're getting them out. Like, I'm worried that she's going to be too much. And then when Spicy V comes out and she's like yelling that she's your favorite, like, there's just a lot, and I'm worried that it's just going to put a target on her, because in the first few weeks, I mean, it's like you could get targeted for anything, and that is an easy thing to be like, look, she was really against the vets. Like, she was the one who was out there trying to get us to strategize, like, you know, all that sort of stuff. So I'm a little worried about her, and I'm kind of surprised, because I thought she was going to kind of like be a little more laid back. I mean, she was number one draft pick, so I don't know.
That's really surprising, because I think she's going to lead that 12-person alliance to the final 12. And they're going to stay together and get out the two vets who are safe for week one.
I mean, so, yeah.
Honestly, cancel the first elimination. We get it. There's not enough people anyway. We know it's coming. Cancel the first
Just
one.
Cancel it.
Yeah.
We should maybe talk about that. Safe for the first eviction. Which already is like, okay, all right. I mean, I see it, right? Like, you don't want your all-star going out immediately in the next episode. And like, okay, it's fair, because they're not competing in the HOH competition, right? They don't have a chance to be the first HOH. It's such a good position to have, but they get saved. It's a little bit of a trade-off. Then you find out, no. You've got this all wrong. One of them is guaranteed to be HOH, and both of them are safe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's like they've divided into teams. I don't love all that part of the twist. Like, I would have been totally fine if they had just said, okay, the all-stars are safe for the first week, because obviously, like, you don't want your all-stars going out week one, which could happen. And if that was an HOH competition that they were competing in, like, all good. But this whole entourage thing, I just feel like it's going to automatically create sides that probably, even if it's just like a week one thing, will probably linger. And I don't love the idea of just creating alliances in that way. I mean, maybe it'll end up working out, but it does feel like they're just putting people into groups, and then that's what we're going to get. And I kind of don't love that.
So I have a question. Does this feel a little bit like Friendship Light, right? Where at first I was like, okay, I do believe that they should get safety at least week one. I think it's so hard. You're already all stars. And we see the cutscene of them coming together and being like, let's just vote their ass out. I think if you're, you know, doing all of this PR, getting them excited, all of this stuff, they deserve 1 week. It is what it is. And I like both of them. I want to see them. So that's fine. But when then they sit on those thrones, right? So I'm already like, oh, this dynamic is weird because I don't think they should be sitting on thrones because that's already doing weird. Like, we are here to watch over you instead of like a, we're all the same and we're all playing together. And then that Entourage Friendship Light moment, to me, that I was like, it's not needed. It's not needed. Mm-hmm. It's just let them have safety.
I mean, this setup is basically, and this is something I immediately noticed. Okay, the first competition is for one person to win safety. Then they divide into teams. Then you know for a fact that one of these two vets is going to be HOH. So even if you're on the team of, say, Anthony, if Spicy V wins the HOH, you are now one of maybe five vulnerable people that week. Mm-hmm. So guess what you're doing over the next however many days before the HOH competition? You are falling over yourself to win the favor of Spicy V and Anthony Douglas. And you are ratting out anybody that ever said anything mean to them or about them.
Avery and Dennis.
Right. You are their absolute best friend.
Well, here's the thing. You're right. That first HOH, even if they were a first-time player, you're kissing their ass.
Mm-hmm.
But given this setup, given who's in the house, imagine the winner of the season not being Dougie or Spicy V and sitting on that throne at the end saying, I went from that first week to beating these two legends. Is that not a journey you want to go on? I don't know if it's happening. Taryn, congrats on winning the draft, but imagine if it did.
I mean, yeah.
I think, listen, I went into tonight thinking I might have two players.
No, you have a stacked draft.
Yeah, right. I know. He knew. Get out
of here. Yeah, it's not even close. I was thinking literally, like, after watching the episode and seeing Avery in it and seeing Anthony, I was like, I should have just gone. I got first pick. I should have just gone with the risk and just been like, I'm drafting Anthony. I should have.
I honestly was like, man, fourth pick. There's no shot. I got Anthony. I was like, somebody's going to take him.
No, we were scared. We were like, we don't want to draft any of these little stars. We want to, you know, we don't, these mystery boxes. We don't know.
Do you know who Dexter Lawrence is?
Mm-mm.
Dexter Lawrence is the $90 million man. He is a 4-year deal with the New York Giants. He's an all-pro defensive tackle. And Anthony walked in New York Fashion Week with him a couple of weeks ago. And now he has entered. He has come down from his throne with Dexter Lawrence. And he has entered the house with these people. And now he has this extra stuff. He's coming in as an all-star. I think for him, he actually needs to get away of some of this setup. I think he is this huge star, this amazing person, unbelievable guy. What he was really good at on his season was diminishing his threat level. He would do the thing where he'd sit on the floor. Mm-hmm. I think if he can do that stuff early, it will actually be good for him.
I have a production question. I don't know if anyone can answer because it's hypothetical.
Anyone?
No, I mean, because you're not there currently. That's what I mean. But could you or would you have, maybe that's the question you can't answer. Would you have sat on the, like, sat down and not on the throne? Or does that make you even more pompous?
I think that's a little weird.
I know. I don't know the answer, but I just feel like that's so extra.
Like, who are you, L from Death Note? Like, what are we doing?
It is. A lot to have them like sitting in the thrones and everything like that. It's doing too much a little bit, but I'm excited to see how they work it. I do think that Anthony, he comes across as just like so personable and you gravitate towards him. He's so likable. Like I could definitely see him kind of shedding that, oh, I'm on a throne image and I'm an all-star image and kind of just like making friends with people in the house and kind of toning it all down. aside from in the DR, where I think he will definitely play it up, which I love. But yeah, I feel like I could see him kind of purposefully playing it down.
The thing that really like pumped me up, even just like, cause like the thought of Anthony being on the season was obviously like, oh, that's fun. Shame that we don't have live feeds for it, especially given the way that Anthony plays. But like the thing that really got me excited in the moment when I saw him and it was confirmed on my screen was just like knowing Anthony, knowing how much he wanted to go back, mm-hmm. like how much this like meant to him. And like, and you see it immediately. He's so excited to be there. He's like, sprawling out over the couch, and he's just like, let's go. And I think that's like really cool. Like his first experience is a pretty unique one, going in and knowing absolutely nothing about the show, dominating it, but not winning. And then really falling into the fan base and really like falling in love with the show and like really just being a part of the community in a way that like is really cool. Always hyping people up, always like happy to, you know, jump on podcasts and, you know, study up. And so it's really cool to get to see him have a second shot here.
Yeah.
That fired me up.
Yeah, no, I agree. I feel like it's very, if it was just like, oh, okay, he played really well in his first season and now he's back, I'd be like, that's great. I'm excited to see it. But this is just even more so the fact that he has just like fallen in love with the show and just like been a part of it and, you know, come to the live shows, the RHAP live shows and gone on podcasts. And like, he's so in it that I think, you know, I can't wait to see what he will do now that he really understands the game and really like is aware of all the aspects of it. I'm just very excited for sure.
And yeah. It seems like Victoria is looking to him, right, for the strategy. Like when they walked in, he almost immediately, again, not in an overbearing way, but he did take the lead a little bit, right? Like, hey, we got to do X, Y, and Z. This is how we do it. And at least in the edit, she was very much listening and falling back because in her intro, she said, I just want a ride or die to the end. So I'm a little stressed for her that I hope she, you know, so with her oats a little bit and doesn't just get stuck, because I can see then Anthony kind of dragging her and cutting her when it's necessary. And I'm going to be mad because I love spicy me.
I mean, that's kind of the thing, though, is that like, and this is why I think his reputation might actually help him. Like, he was an incredibly loyal player to his people. And I think like if she's his people, like I think he would plan to take her all the way down to at least close to the end, right? And so I think it probably does behoove her to like really work closely with Anthony. Now, that doesn't mean that she should like follow all instructions, of course. Like, because
girl, stand up.
Especially because he might know a little better this time around. And he might want to like stack the deck a little more in his favor. But I definitely think these two can have like a long lasting and fruitful partnership for a good long while in this game before they need to even really start thinking about going in different directions.
If there's a John Natta situation, I'm going to be inconsolable.
I feel like also it's interesting because Anthony, to a person who's a fan of Big Brother Canada, but is not necessarily like a feeds watcher or a podcast listener or like a, you know, deep dive kind of person, they would see from the episodes that he's like a loyal guy and he formed the Pretty Boys and like he's a good person to work with. And then they'd see Spicy V as like someone who, you know, is flip-floppy, wishy-washy, like goes back on her deals, is maybe more of like a dangerous player. And so I think like if you're just seeing episodes, you're gonna want to work with Anthony. You might not want to work with Spicy V. And that worries me for her, because even though she's saying in these things like I want to be loyal, I want to find a person, like I couldn't pick a side last time and I don't want to do that this time, like that's not what we saw. So, you know, I could see a situation where people are scared to work with her and are more gravitating towards Anthony because he's loyal and he's just that's his quality and he's good at, you know, creating a team. So it'll be interesting to see how how much these house guests know about them, and whether it's just from the edit or whether it's from, you know, the feeds.
I know there's some big, big fans here also who haven't just said super fit, like Dennis, he's deep on the internet. Mm-hmm. Like he's everywhere. There are people who are going to know their games to a T.
Yeah. Vivek said he'd like seen every Big Brother allegedly. So like between those two, I'm stressed.
Bailey's apparently really, really, really big as well.
Oh, I didn't know about Bailey. That's cool.
Yeah, I didn't know either.
How do we feel about the girlies? I saw them chatting up as soon as a new girl came in. I felt like Kayla and Bailey would kind of just saunter on close to them and then just be like, come here. So I noticed a little bit of that. So I beg the girls to play together. I'm begging.
Oh, yes.
Please, God.
It seems like there's a possibility for that. We saw a few of the women talking about, you know, women coming together, especially Bailey. Like I want four women in the final four. So, you know, that wouldn't surprise me. And honestly, I think that the smaller cast size actually helps because that means there's fewer women to wrangle in that sense.
Oh, this is embarrassing, but true. No.
This is like trying to get like, you know, 8 to 7 people together, like at least one of them is not going to be on board or going to feel like they're on the bottom.
We don't choose pick me's in our girls alliance, and that's okay.
I mean, it's the same, honestly, like it's the same thing with the guys. It's why like the Pretty Boys was a 4-person alliance and not like all 7 dudes or whatever. So I think as long as they're able to maybe like recognize that part and stick to people that they feel good about, then I think that can really work. So
what would be cool would be to see a women's alliance, like actually, you know, run the game,
do something
in an interesting way. Well, I mean, last year, like I think the Girly Pops was one that everybody was really excited about. And then in a fully Shakespearean tragedy, one ended up evicting the others where one of them might've won the game. So like it's that kind
of
thing.
Don't fall in love in Big Brother. You love money. That's it.
This group could do it. Like they're a very strong crew, and I think there's a chance, although we've seen this go badly so many.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's a big week when RHAP is on the road in Chicago. Check out my live show from Chicago. That's going to be up on Thursday, Wednesday night. Shannon Gus is going to be live with you with Kelly Wentworth after Survivor. And we preview the Dondi finale with Deal or No Deal Island host Joe Manganiello, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV.
Well, here's the potential pitfall Spicy V. Like, I feel like they'd probably want to work with Spicy V. who's probably going to be more loyal to Anthony. And to a degree, rightfully so.
Dougie and four girls in the final five.
Which, yeah, like, you know, it's just like, you know, it probably more like a let's play the women off of the guys than a let's like go final five with these four women. But that doesn't mean that like the women can't succeed, by any means. And I think that Anthony probably recognizes that, like, you know, if he tries to cling to too many dudes, it's going to start to look bad, and familiar to people. And so I think he probably recognizes that he should be, you know, making sure he's working with women as well. And just at the very least to just, stop people from doing the Pretty Boys 2.0 thing, because this time it's like actually physically there.
No, I was gonna ask about that, because I think, like, if Anthony specifically said in his intro package that the Pretty Boys can't be replicated, which, like, is a lie. It's been replicated like all the time. It's like literally it's a replication, and it's been replicated every year since. But anyway, I think, like, the fact that he said that, and I think it means he's recognizing, like you said, that if he tries once again to form the Pretty Boys 2.0, that's going to look bad. It's going to, you know, attract attention. And also, like, the odds of it doing just as well as the first time are very slim. So I feel like it would just be like not a great thing if, like, all of a sudden he flames out because he tries to recreate exactly how he played last time. So I wonder if he's going to make way more of an effort to try and form like some sort of alliance with girls, because it's like, well, you wouldn't expect it. Or, you know, maybe have his ride or die be a girl. Could be Spicy B, could be someone else. Or maybe just do some guys, some girls, I don't know. But yeah, I don't see him trying to totally redo the Pretty Boys and just have a whole group of guys again. I mean,
Brad Pitt and Usher are in the house.
That's true. Maybe he'll go for it.
Pretty Boys are literally part of their
they're literally there.
So I think what they have in common with Anthony and Spicy V, which they'll do, which they did last time, specifically actually Anthony, is, and I think people are underestimating Spicy V's strategic chance here, especially being a returning player. Anyway, with Anthony
and one more comps technically than Anthony.
Oh, yeah,
for sure.
Not even technically, like,
yeah, I just mean because he made numerically, it far. Factually. Yeah, thank you. I just meant he made it farther than her.
He is unbelievable at building relationships. He is extremely high EQ. He's a great dude, regardless of which way the numbers go. Like, he's going to be just going into the Big Brother house. He knew nothing. He was able to build these strong relationships. Now he knows things. He'll be able to zig and zag based on these things that he builds, which he will build quickly, I think.
Yeah. Something he said in this premiere was, if I win this season, I think that I will be the greatest Big Brother player in North America, which includes US. Like, this is a bold call.
Shots fired. Evan is right here.
Cosign.
Cohen's like, yeah, he's right.
I think it's hard to make an argument. Sure, yeah, whatever, he gets a week of safety, and it is early and it's gonna be hard. If he wins the season, he's the North America, he's the global GOAT.
For real? That's wild.
I genuinely think there's an argument. I mean, like, if you think about North America, obviously in Canada, we've got some great winners. But none of whom have really like been able to do it twice.
Oh, that's, you know, true. Yeah.
So then you go to the US, who's been able to do it twice. You've got Dan, who has the same similar record, won once and final two once. You've got Cody, who is final two and won. And then you've kind of got like Will and Jordan as like also kind of like good records, final four, and a win. But like,
and Rachel Riley,
at the very least, you've got, he's baseline in that conversation. Then all of a sudden you're talking about like more specific points, like, okay, you know, him versus Cody. Well, he probably performed better than Cody did on his first season. Like him versus Dan. Well, he knew nothing going into his first season about the show. Dan was a huge fan of the show. So if we see an Anthony that is like supremely leveled up from where he was before, because now he knows the show, then all of a sudden it's like, well, what are we talking about? Are we talking raw skill? Are we talking like perform? And like I said, now we're having a conversation.
We'll know the answer.
Put him on the traders. That'll be next step.
That'll seem everything.
And yes, obviously, Nicole Franzl, but I was mostly talking about two performances, first and second. But yes, Nicole
wins. Pure every. we know.
Made the final three and won. Yeah, I mean, I don't think he's wrong to put himself in that conversation by any means. Of course, it's very early days at this point, but he mentioned it. So let's cue it up. And then if it becomes relevant further on, then we'll maybe bring it back up. But it's exciting. It's exciting to see him back. It's exciting to see Spicy V, who I think also has been like, you know, part of the community. And like, I don't know as much about how much like maybe prep that she's done. But she seems like she's ready to like dive back in and really play and like has something to prove too. So I agree. I think that like anybody underestimating Spicy V because of her first season performance, I think is going to find themselves very surprised because she has.
Oh, at me. Okay. Yeah.
I think great shot.
No, I hold that.
Canadian insight here. Her qualifications as a social worker are not easy to get at all, my understanding. Like, a lot of people actually leave the country to do it. If people are underestimating her and thinking that she's just loud and funny and twerking, I think that's dangerous. And I also think the past season experience is a lot and going to be very helpful.
And chaos doesn't always equal bad gameplay. I feel like I need to say that.
Yeah, I mean, Dan himself was a utilizer of chaos.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Kevin here.
Kevin, for sure.
I just want another one of these.
Do you want me to put Beth up?
No, we need her.
Do you want
to
put Beth up?
Oh, Lord.
Do you want me to put Beth up?
The audacity.
Oh my God. She's
cinematic as F.
One of the people that I think had an interesting premiere was our buddy Elijah. Cause we didn't see a ton, but there were two moments. One, him spilling, and then him also being the first one out of the comp. I think this is an opportunity, and I'm interested to see how he uses it, because if people perceive you as weak or, you know, but less than in some ways, which those things might give them the perception of, if he can get through the first couple of weeks, then that's somebody who can make a run at the game. I think he'll be in danger of being an easy nom early on, like we've seen many times. But I think if he can use these things and be charming, like he seemed to be comfortable to be being himself and joking, you know, saying he's single and ready to mingle. Like, I think he'll have an opportunity to use that perception. But I'm also worried about this first little bit for him.
Yeah, I mean, I think that this is a good opportunity to do something like this, to just like completely fail the first competition. Because, you know that one of the vets is going to be HOH, which means they're a lot less likely in my eyes to do the like, well, he was the first one that fell off thing. They're going to be a lot more strategically focused about like, I know who I need to take out. They have enemies, probably. They have their own thoughts. So, you know, you don't need to be as scared of that. And then on top of that, you basically have a 50-50 shot of being immune anyway. So you get all the benefit of being seen as like not being good at comps at all, with much less of the downside. Now, the other side of that is people think you're really bad at comps. They're not going to be as inclined to bring you into groups because they don't think you're as valuable. But usually how it plays out with the Elijah archetype is that he wouldn't have been brought into a group anyway. He would have been targeted. You know what I mean? So like, it's really about like who you are and how people see you and how you can play with that. And I think this is a decent starting point for him if he can avoid that first week sort of like, yeah, nomination just as a pawn.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I'm excited to see what he does, because I feel like his whole... I felt like when I watched his initial videos that it could really go either way. Like, he could be seen as like funny and endearing and people, you know, kind of gravitate towards him because of his, like, he's goofy. Or he could just be like, kind of like, oh, well, he doesn't fit in, so we're just not going to involve him in anything. And he might just be an easy out. So I'm really hoping it's the former, because it'd be much better that way. And I really hate the whole like, well, he's not fitting in, so let's just get him out. So, you know, we'll see how it goes.
Everybody's not fitting in. They're all freaks in the Big Brother house.
Yeah, if you're in the house, you're clearly a freak.
Matter of time.
Yeah, I feel like I really would gravitate toward Elijah because I think I could. I hope, if I were in this house, like I'd be like, all the broken toys, come here. Let's all band together. And Elijah, I feel like number one of that. And it would be hard for me to like stereotype him, right? Or in like one way or the other, right? Like what's your archetype? Are you the Ian type that's going to cut me? Or, you know, are you the like fumbling, bumbling, like whatever? So either way, I just like, that's a good one to have with you because not everyone is going to be on his side. And I need like him, Avery, right? Even Vivek a little bit. I need them all to come together, come to me and let me get this shit together. Because that's how I feel for Elijah is that This is a person, I don't know why, that I feel like could really do something and shake things up.
Yeah. Well, we did end on a cliffhanger, which was pretty lame.
Of course.
I'm barely invested in this comp as is, because I don't know any of these people. And there's very little stakes to it. It's just for safety. And you're going to cliffhanger it? Like, we're really doing this?
Literally.
It looks great.
Yeah.
Great look. I loved the lava.
Lava was cool.
Yeah, it was cool. Cool look.
I have a question. Do you think they're going for like movies as comps? Because it was giving Indiana Jones, but then also Legends of the Hidden Temple. So I don't know. But if I was like, oh, is this like Indiana Jones? Are we like really hitting hard the movie, the movie theme at least?
Now I do.
Yeah, like Hollywood. Yeah,
I love a good conspiracy theory. You know,
it definitely seemed like that's what they were going for.
Yeah, like their outfits, everything.
And they talked about like the different genres that they're going to have and, you know, stuff like that. So, I would assume that we're very much in for some movie-esque.
I hope so. That'd be fun.
Well, the production design on the Little Mermaid comp last year was ridiculous. And yeah. Maybe that inspired some of this.
Disney got money. Will the Men in Black themed comp be the one, the reset week where no one goes home? Because there's
they just shine that thing. I love it. I would love that.
You're welcome, Big Brother Canada. Well,
they mentioned the movie night massacre. I read that as chain of safety.
Ooh.
I don't know. I know last year. I love it. Well, it was like a fateful dinner of, so it was a something.
Yeah. What
if it's feast?
Oh yeah, it's yeah. Mm-hmm.
What if it's chain of safety? But like, in order to give somebody safety, you need to chase them with a chainsaw.
That'd be awesome.
Yes, and I'm from Texas. I get it. Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh my God, Texans love chainsaws.
Yeah. Anthony is on this. He's in the house. Poutine Poppy is
that's
there.
So wild.
He said he's gonna warp their braids to Spicy V when he walked in, and he is. He's gonna warp their braids. They warp should self evict. It's over. Done.
Weirdly enough, they did drop some daily drops. I guess not that daily. They've never been that daily, but in this case, they're try daily. I don't know. There's three of them that dropped today. From the first, I believe this is the first 3 days. And I do like that. Like Ariz was like, guys, we got something special for you here. They're gonna be longer. They're going to be juicier.
You didn't clip this.
And it's like, wait, you mean like live feeds? Like the thing we had 2 years ago before you took them away?
No, because why did you say it like that, right? I was like, who's holding the gun? Because she's like, bigger, better, longer, juicier. What are you describing?
And like, oh, and for the first time, we're going to have some footage from those early days. Like, oh, the thing that Big Brother US has been doing for the last like 5 years.
We already have that. We have that at home.
But hey, it's an effort. And there are three drops out there with some information on the outcome of this competition and the current state of things. So obviously we don't have a lot of that information because I had roughly 10 minutes to look into it before this podcast started. But there are some spoilers, I guess, to talk about if anyone's interested. But of course, we will be back tomorrow night to talk through, I believe, the first eviction of the season. That will, I assume, have all of the answers to these things that we're already talking about, or will be talking about, as well as probably a more detailed sort of view of these drops that we can sort of give you the rundown on tomorrow night. So make sure you tune in then. And then on Friday, we'll be back again, 7 p.m. Eastern. We'll talk about the week that we've seen so far on those drops that will be the next HOH, I assume, and then probably those nominations and who knows what else. So stay tuned for all of that. But for now, are we ready to talk about spoilers?
Yes, because I don't know them at all.
All right, here we go.
The Office of Civil Defense has issued the following message. This is
a spoiler.
Warning.
A spoiler.
Warning means that an actual
spoiler
against this country has been detected and that protective action should be taken.
Okay, so the first thing that happened was that they finished this competition, and I know I can tell you now that the winner of this competition, who has safety for the week, is Lexis.
Wow!
Now, the real question here for the audience is: do you even know who that is?
Yes, I do.
I'm assuming most of the audience doesn't. I know we do because
I only know because of one reason, but I don't want to make that her personality, so I won't say it. But you know, views from the six, I guess.
I'm so surprised. I would not have expected that. Good for her.
Yes. So I don't have the teams in full. Maybe somebody in the chat can help us with that. I've got like a couple of names here or there, but. But the point is, of course, that Lexis won safety. They divided into two teams. And on the third day, Anthony and Spicy V competed for safety for their team and HOH. And Anthony became the first HOH.
Wow.
That's his first HOH ever.
My God, wow. A winner.
Call it.
Oh, Lord.
Wow.
Yes. I am so biased and so happy.
That's so cool.
So Anthony and his team are safe. I think Lexis might have been on his team.
The amount of Wendy's that he is going to eat.
Is he gonna do a mukbang? And he's like, one of everything, please. I'm an all-star.
I need the digital daily of the full meal.
The feast.
Who does he bring with him?
So early days, it seems as though there is a bit of a gender divide, but it's not very solid. So I saw Spicy V talking to Janine and Avery, and they were talking about how the women had a 7 and they wanted to make a 4 within the 7. And they talked about who do we bring in? And they said maybe Bailey. But then later, Spicy V was talking to Anthony, and she said she actually doesn't feel great about Janine or Bailey.
Weak link.
She does like Avery. Avery's her girl. But there is a bit of like a women's thing that is loosely happening. And then I think there's also, of course, the guys. I didn't get as much information on the guys. The women that were talking with Spicy V, Avery and Janine, were like, hey, these guys aren't even playing at all. These guys, they're not playing. Which to my ears was like, don't think that. That's you're probably wrong. But that seems to be where things loosely were. I did catch a bit of a conversation at the end of the third day between Anthony and Spicy V. They were chatting about how like it's them. Of course, Anthony already doing his thing, talking about how it will be the greatest moment in Big Brother history if the two of them make it to the final two together after walking in together and all their history. And she was like, yes, you're so right. You're so right, Anthony. And she was saying to him, like, listen, you know how to do this. I'm going to follow your lead. And he was like,
yes, called it. Damn
it. That's what we want to do. He was saying, make sure I'm good with the girls. She was saying, they already do like you. He was saying, perfect. Talk me up. You know, like, he's sexy. He's awesome. And she was like, it's already, all true, though. Already happening. And he was like, I'm going to need you to get in good with the guys as well. So they are already kind of like dividing and conquering, trying to like separate things out. So we'll see where all of that goes. There were a couple of names that seemed to be floating around. Spicy V said the person she's concerned about the most, and she doesn't know how to pronounce his name. So I don't know that I will do it well either, but Vivek or Vivek.
Oh, no. Come on, bro.
Oh, no.
Come on.
She said he is the one. He's going to come for us. And Anthony
not
was
V
like,
on
yeah.
V crime. This is horrendous. Why y'all really got to get the Asians first, man? What is your problem?
They talked about how he seems to be the one that wants to be like trophy hunting. Like, I'm the guy that took out Anthony or Spicy V. And so they were a little concerned about that. However, I think I heard that he is on Anthony's team. So safe for this week. And Anthony said that
yeah,
he
Simon
feels like
put it in the chat.
He might be able to sway Vivek back around and then get him back on board. So we'll see how that goes. Another person whose name was mentioned, Tola. Tola apparently let it slip to some of the women that he was thinking like, hey, are the women working together? And they were like, hey, we like Tola, but like none of that. And so Tola's name has been floating around a little bit.
It looks like my whole team is on is in danger this week on Spicy.
Yeah, you can't draft that many Asians. It's just it's always a hot
do we have do we have a full
can.
List of the teams?
Yeah, it looks like Spicy.
Yeah, yeah,
V's
Simon in the
team.
Chat. Looks
yeah,
like
Simon yeah. or Simmy yeah. Joe's Gaming. Is
oh,
what
Sim.
I'm
sorry,
at. Yeah.
I just made okay. that up. I'm
team
sorry.
Spicy V, according to Sim here, Matt, Avery, Tola, Janine, and Akayla and Todd. Okay. So I think.
Yeah, I agree, Doug.
Based on what I've seen from the Anthony and Spicy V conversation, Avery is probably safe here. Because Spicy V said Avery was her girl, and Anthony said, okay, she's untouchable. So she's probably fine. Tola, probably in a little bit of danger of this team. And again, Spicy V says she wasn't like vibing with Janine very well either. Yeah, so I would say maybe even those two of the more likely people, but I don't know what the deal is. I haven't watched more than 10 minutes of these, so.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens.
I'm excited to get to know. These people, because I think it's very easy, like I said at the beginning, to get hyped up about Anthony and Spicy V, and how can you not? But I do get the sense that these are some absolute freaks, and I say that in the best way, the most loving as a
you
fellow
can
freak,
say it. Yeah,
I can't wait to see what they do, because I think it's going to be really, really messy. And I don't know, Taryn, I don't know how you have all this information from 10 minutes of watching and just the chat, but I'm hanging on.
Yeah,
I'm listening. Careful.
That's the it's best man. Yeah.
Yeah. So I listen. I'm interested. Of course, it's Anthony. It's Spicy V. They're already in a good position for now. Of course, we'll see how the rest of this week plays out. Tomorrow on the episode, we'll have much more. I would assume detailed sort of analysis of what we can find out from the these drops tomorrow night. So join us then. And then again, Friday, we'll be back again to talk through all the new stuff we know by Friday. So listen, it's not the same show, but we're gonna make the best of it. Anthony Douglas is there and we're going to have as much fun as they permit. So
exactly. We'll do our best.
Any final thoughts here tonight?
I wish we got more content, honestly, because I feel like typically the half of the premiere is taken up with intro videos and then like walking into the house. And then you also have like the HOH competition and all the stuff I like about the premiere is the interactions that we start to see between the people. And I feel like because we got the intro videos and because we had to get to the HOH competition or the safety competition, and then also like introducing the fact that there are two alumni in the house, like all that kind of took up so much time that we really, really didn't get enough, for my taste, of just the interactions between the people. So I wish it was a 2-hour premiere just so we could get more, but excited to see what happens tomorrow.
Yeah, this has been solved. This is pre-taped. There's no reason to act like it's live. Like if the premiere should have the house guests sitting around in a circle, talking, introducing mm-hmm. themselves, and giving us confessionals about their first impression thoughts.
Yes,
each other.
Totally.
Like mm-hmm. that is a staple first episode. See, like that alone gives us a lot of what we need to know about who these people are early on. That we should get that before we get a competition so that we have some idea of who we want to root for in the competition. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I totally agree. I think it helps to get to know them. It helps to get to know like their thoughts on like strategy and who they want to work with
yep.
and who they don't want to work with, who they're vibing with, who they're not vibing with. I feel like all that stuff is super important. And, you know, I don't feel like we're going to go back and get that tomorrow's episode. Maybe we will. I don't know. But it does feel like that's what I want to see. That's the stuff I'm interested in. And I don't really care for the competition. So I did feel like we missed out on a bit of stuff just with the fact that it had to be such a quick premiere.
Yeah.
I think a 2-hour premiere works well. I also, but listen, obviously I'm a company man, but I do think that production, it's clear that love went into this house. It's clear that the comp with the lava was like, I do think that they've showed up for the edited episode side of things.
I think that they
do a good job with everything, right? They always have a great cast. The house is cute or whatever. So why not showcase it? We're just being greedy because we love the product. That's all. If we hated it, we'd be like, shut it down.
Big Brother Canada to me is like great workers on the ground, terrible higher up decisions. like that's kind of the show. So we'll see.
Totally agree with that.
That's what we have for you tonight then. If you're looking for more content about the show, I will be live on Twitch, twitch.tv/Aaron Armstrong, watching the episodes. If you want to join me for those, see what the reaction is in the moment, chat with people as the episode airs. It's always fun over there on Twitch. Of course, I will also be live for Survivor, which will be tomorrow night as well. Tomorrow night's schedule pretty packed. We got Survivor, then Big Brother Canada. And then we will be live talking about the Canada episode after Rob finishes his Survivor podcast, which will hopefully roughly, you know, take around the same time as the episode would. So stay tuned for that. Check out all the Survivor coverage, check out the Patreon. And I think that's what I've got for you. Kevin, what are you got going on?
Low key. Well, did I say that unironically?
They got you.
I published my newsletter just about Survivor. It'll be coming weekly. It's in my pinned tweet. But if you're looking, it's going to be at Dougielicious on Instagram and Twitter, and at SpicyV with 2 E's Instagram, Twitter. I don't know what their TikToks are, but they're on there too. And Spill the Tea with SpicyV on YouTube. Subscribe to that.
Love it.
There you go. Sasha, what do you got going on?
Yes, I cover a weekly podcast with Chappelle talking all things Below Deck. So we're covering season 11 right here on RHAP tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern. We'll be live. So check us out. Honestly, Peanut Galley, the chat is always popping. So you definitely don't want to miss that. And of course, I cover celebrity gossip, hot topics, vibes only podcast with Kirsten called Mess Magnets. So check that out on Rob has a website /messfeed. And for everything else I'm doing, just follow me on Twitter at @funsize_O.
Y'all filled me in on Kate Middleton. Thanks.
Thank you. And listen, the power of Mess Magnets. We said, where is Kate Middleton? We got an allegedly
alleged photo.
Where's the mole? Is it AI?
We don't know.
Check Mess Magnets, you'll know.
All right. Well, thank you all so much for joining us here tonight. And we will see all of you next time.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.